In the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, or even in the time of Chumash, they used to have the Kiddushin separate of the Chasen of the Nisuin. It would take a year usually between when they got married by Kiddushin till there was the Nisuin, which was when she came to live with him. About the time of Rashi, they stopped doing that and they started to do the Kiddushin and the Nisuin together as we do today. That you do the Chuppah and the Kiddushin is under the Chuppah, so they are both together. That changed the whole process.
Does everybody hear over there? Because Rabbi Levin is speaking quieter. Could I get a feedback if you hear Rabbi Levin clearly? Avram, Aaron, yes, okay, yes.
Why did they do that? Why did they Why would they
There may be a lot of reasons why. At least we know one thing for sure. The whole sugya in the Torah of Meiti Shemra and the whole sugya in Gemara of Pesach Pasuach Motzasi and many other halachas are special halachas that are for this period of between the Chasana, the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. It was a strange period when she is already married, but they still live separately. The whole sugya of Chosna Be'el Kalos Be'beis Chamuv, all this is because of the difficulty of their officially getting married, but still living separately in separate cities. So that made difficulties and complications. Probably this is one of the reasons why they selected to do it together. So then the whole period is illuminated. So actually, after they started, they didn't start it in one time. In the time of Rashi and Tosfos, they started it, but many did it together and many did it separately. Even after that, after Tosfos, where the Ashkenazim all did it together, the Sfardim did it still separately. The Torah writes that we still do it separately, which was much later. But eventually the Sfardim also started to do it together. So today, and many generations ago, you do it together. So what means together? Together means that the Chuppah starts even before the Kiddushin. But it's obvious that the Chuppah doesn't have any power of Nisuin, since there is not Kiddushin yet. But they are already standing under the Chuppah. So that probably means that the second that he finishes giving the Tabas and saying Hareyat Mekudeshesli, and while he is standing under the Chuppah, so the Kiddushin and the Nisuin are being affected together.
What's the
Eresin? Eresin is what he gives her the ring and he says, Arayat Mekadeshesli, Kedash Meizev Yisrael. That's Kedushin. What? The suin that she becomes his wife by Chuppah. We'll discuss soon what Chuppah is. As we know, Chuppah is the Chuppah. So the regular Chuppah, they are already doing that after under the Chuppah, the Kiddushin. So the second that he is giving the Tabas and saying Arayat Mekudeshesli, so she is married and already in Nisuin also, because they are standing. But obviously the Nisuin cannot help anything before the Erosin. So we started it before, but it is affected right after the Kiddushin. This is in general. But being more specifically, there is a machleket what is Chuppah and what is Nisuin today. Actually, there are 4 days. And according to these 4 days, there will be a different when does she really become his wife. Therefore, there is what they are all brought down in Shulchan Aruch and earlier in Tesis and Gemara. What means chupa that is nesuin? There is one day that when the badekenish, that he covers his face, this is the nesuin.
Heinumo
is the chupa. This is what Tesis explains.
He breaks it down to seven shittas.
Okay, in general, there are four in the Shulchan Aruch. Brings. In Shulchan Aruch, steht vier. The four that are brought in Shulchan Aruch, if there is a discussion of how many, we may look lechatchila in the Ramo what he says in Simen Samach Aleph.
What?
But when he does kiddushin, she is already under the badekenish. She doesn't take it off till after.
The nesuin doesn't affect anything around the ears.
Right. But the erosin, the nesuin is, as we'll see what the Ramo says. No, there that this is a gloy. Only gloy. But gleich, this is how those, as at the second that it howls, the kiddushin howls also the nesuin.
You need to have some form of igloy muslim afreya.
Who says?
Because if just covered, if it doesn't pertain to nesuin.
It pertains to nesuin, but nesuin can't be before kiddushin. So the minute that kiddushin helps, then helps the nesuin. She's already under it, so then helps the nesuin. It doesn't have to be in Milam Afreya because she cannot be in the Sua before she's
it can be in Milam Afreya, but it does have to.
Nothing. She puts it in order that when the kiddushin will be, she'll be under it. So let's see what the Ramo says.
The final, the kiddushin is happening with the Heinuma on her anyway.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the Heinuma,
so let's see.
Kiddushin,
so let's.
Then what, let's say you cover it, you gave your calculator that she's an Arab, she's a Shmata.
So the Shmata is in order, it should be in a suin, but when is it going to be Chal later? Because later, when he gives the kiddushin, it's already in a suin. So the Ramo says like this: Haminek poshut achshav in number 10 in Nesif Nesimen Unesif Aleph. Haminek poshut achshav likris chupo mokim shemachnisin yirio pruso al gabik lunsois. This is what we call chupa. The yesh emrim the chupo chupa psulo mishiyotze beinumo almona is other dinim. Then, Hakech melichen eitzon lebeison, the gold for yichud tzimmer. Ve'echlim biyachat b'mokim tzonua. Ve'zehu achope haniheges achshov. Which is the third day, the day of the Rosh, that when they go into the yichud room, not when everyone leaves the room and it's yichud aroyel b'ye, but the minute they go into a special room, that's when the chope, the nesuyin is chal. Then comes the day of the Rambam that we'll see later in next Siman, that the Rambam says it doesn't help the chupa till they are ichud only by themselves, only two people locked. So we have four days as you know what means chupa. All day numa de badekenish, or when they go under the chupa that we call chupa, or when they go into the room, or when everyone is leaving the room and they stay there by themselves. So now let's see when she becomes Nesua. It's very obvious that before she is doing the Kiddushin, she is not Nesua. But the second that she gets the Tabas and he says, Areyat Mekudeshes Lekidash Meshiv Yisrael, she is already under the Inume, she is already under the Chupo, so that second becomes the Nesuin, she is already Nesua. But according to the Rosh, that Rosh says that the chupa is when they go into a closed room, even though if there are a few people with them. So then the chupa is, she is not becoming in the sewer right away, she is becoming in the sewer when they go into the room. First he goes in, and then she goes in, and then she becomes the sewer. The Rambam says that it has to be a chupa ruyele beer. So they doesn't help yet. Everyone has to go out of the room and they are staying there locked. And that's when they get Nesua.
In Svara, there's no difference between the Chuppah and the Yichud if the people are there.
No, there is, because the Rosh says that we do the brochas outside where everyone stands, because we want everyone to hear the brochas. But this cannot be considered Nesuim, because this is not a Mokim Tzonua. As we see, the Ramo says, V'harkach melichin eisam lebeitzom, ve'echlim biyachad b'mokim Tzonua, v'zeh hachupo aneheget achshav.
It needs to be a room there, it's like in the window.
Yes. It doesn't matter. But at least it has to be in a room where they are there, and even if there are more people. But it's not open for the public in the street. Rambam says, or in the lashon of the Alter Rebbe, the yichud that is a mokim tzonua, that is not yichud roi lebiya, it is called a yichud with shnei shomrim. As we will see, the Alter Rebbe says it in Sinshin Simenshin Lametes, in the middle line, it says, Yesh liyachdom acharachupo, the second line, the kolchkinim hoy, number 9, the second line, the kolchkinim hoy sot mei b'leil hei, so couldn't be a yichud roi lebiyo, when it's yachdo imoy al yedei beiz shoimrim. It's not called yichud roi lebiyo, so it's not enough according to the Rambam, but this is the yichud that is chupe according to the Rosh. So we have 4 days in the chupe. So according to the first two days, the second the Kiddushin helps, that second the Nesuin also helps. But actually, this is not the case. We break the cup after the Shabbat Bahas.
And according to done, as if it's done.
For whatever, the Seichel Rum. That's the second when, according to the first days, the Nesuin is Chal. And we will see soon why. And that will explain us our whole process of the Chuppah, how we are doing that. There's a whole process. First there is Bedekimish. Then the host goes under the Chuppah. And the color comes under the Chuppah and they're circling. Then there is Kiddushin, he gives it a bas. Then they announce somebody should read the Ksuve. Then they give the chosen the Ksuve, the chosen gives it to the Kala, and the Kala gives it to your mother for safekeeping. Then they say the Sheva Boras. The whole process, why is this all needed? So we'll see why it is, and then we will see when is the Nesuim, when she becomes a real wife. Not in the second that she gets the tabas. Then she is a kmukudeshes, but not a nesua. So we'll see. Why do we have a minhag that we read the ksuve barabim? Yes, obviously it's a kibbut for a choshever id, the choshever rov. But this minhag is a minhag that the Rasha made and brought in Tesfas. And the reason for that, Tesfas explains in Psochet. And he says, the reason for this is because since we decided to do the Kiddushin together with the Nesuim, so usually there is a kos shel Kiddushin, Erusin, and there is a kos of Nesuim, the Shevah Bahas. It should be together. Like when we do Kiddush and Avdolah together by Yaknehaz, we do it on one cup and we say it all together. Sometimes we cannot do it together because it's the chavilas, but here it's not a problem because it's the same subject, as the Gemara says, just like Kiddushin and Chadavdolah the same. Why don't we do it in one course? Teisva says, because in Teisva's period, still not everyone did the Chup and Kiddushin and the Suyin together. Sometimes they do it separately. So they'll have to make, if they do it together, they do it on one case. If they do it separately, they do it on two cases. So they decided to do it all on two cases. But how could we do it two cases? After one after the other, it's the same thing. So they decided to make a hefsek between Kiddushin and the Suyin. What kind of hefsek should we do? They should read the Ksuve aloud. That was the minhag that the Rashi and Tosfos was manning in order to make a hefsek between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. Which means, what? So what should he'll read it, and what is everyone going to do? The idea is to make a hefsek for everyone should not stand and look at the sky. So they made it a takone, Rashi made it a takone. So, it means for us that the minute he gives you the tabas and he says our head graciously, she is not nesua yet, even though they are under the chuppah, even though she is under the hinume, but they have in mind that the nesuin shouldn't be chal till they make the hefsek. One second, we didn't get to this point yet. First, without that, they want to make a hefsek, and then they make a second kos. So that's why it cannot be the nesuin till after they finish reading the ksuva. They had that in mind. After they finish reading the ksuva, it's not finished yet. Whoever reads the ksuva turns around the ksuva, gives it to the chosen. The chosen gives it to the hand of the kala, and the halakala gives it someone for safekeeping. Why this process? So this process is, even though if those that don't hold like the Rambam, they still want to be Yetze even according to the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, the Chuppah has to be royal Kiddushin. And as long as she does not get the Ksuvo, you are not allowed to live together. So it's not Yichud Royal Kbir. So he has to give her actually the Ksuve, she should receive it. And then he has the obligations of the Ksuve. And then it could be a real Nisuin.
Not only because she needs the Ksuve, because the Ksuve is the sign and seal. It's because the Dinah Chesha Mishpat, the Kenya is not Chalkul.
Correct. It's because the Lake Suvo is Be'ilas. As the Mishnah says in Ksures, in number one, Kol ha-peches le-psulo mi-mosayim ul-almono mi-mone, ha-reze bo-ilu znus.
But the sign and seal, the angel saying,
no, he didn't give it to you. If you if you hold it, but he doesn't give it to her.
Oh, it's a din of kinyan.
Okay, so she is not getting it. So in order for that to make the takone, you should give her the ksuve, and in order to make the hefsek, they read the ksuve before he's giving her. And this is what.
If it doesn't actually, the husband doesn't give it, someone else gives it.
No, he has to give it to her.
She has to.
That's the Kenyan.
She needs to get it, or she.
He has to give it to her. That's the Kenyan. So we'll see how the Rambam says it. The Rambam speaks about writing the ksuve and signing it, but we do it even to give it. So you see, in number 5, Siv Halacha Zayin, v'tzorich lichtiv ksuve kedim knisa lechupo. So explains the Magid Mishneh, mipnei shu sefer de beinim lechatchil lechupo ruuyo lebio, shalayach sar dover afilu midivrayo. So therefore, the process is that first you do a nume, then the chupe, then the kiddushin, then the reading the ksuve, and then the mesiras ksuve. After mesiras ksuve, we do the brochas. 7 brochas. We did already the hefsek, so we could do the brochas. But why do we do the brochas in the chupe? Well, just wait an hour, and we'll say the brachas in the end of the chuppah of the Suda. We say the brachas. Why do we have to say it before? It's the same Suda. It's not because we must by the chuppah, by the kiddushin have a 7 brachas. You could have at the end of the Suda. The reason why we having the brachas before the yichud is the same reason. Because it says in number 3 in Maseches Kale, Kalob lebrocho asuro lebailo kenido. We want it should be the 7 brachas of after the Sudeh is the Sheva Brachas for the Suda. This Sheva Brachas is in order they should have the Yichud Royal Abiyah. No, the Kaal Balei Brachas means the Sheva Brachas. That's the Suim. It's the Sheva Brachas. Balei Brachas means the Sheva Brachas. So therefore we will see now in the Beis Shmuel, the last number 12. So he says the Shulchan Aruch Levarach Birchas Chasanim, which means the Sheva Brachas, the Beis Achoson, Kedem Nisuin. So he says, Kein Kosav HaRambam, Ulashitos HaYishapir, Mishum Disvir Aleichup Vahainu Yichud, Ve'otsu Lishyachat Blei Brachas, HaRosh Tzir Aleidelei Be'inichol Peruy Lebiya, Tzir Aleidein Tzorech Levarach Kedem HaKniso. The reason why we do the separate, the second time, the Sheva Brachas, in the chuppah, in addition to what we say later, is it should be good even according to the Rambam that before the yichud it should be already a sheva brachas.
Then how do you know
that's the reason why you see the Bishmul says that's the reason why we say the sheva brachas.
Which other bracha could have been?
Erosin? No, Erosin is before. Right. We're speaking about a year later. Because you see that do you see that Bishmuel explains that's why we say the Sheva Brachas. There is no other reason why we should say the Sheva Brachas under the chuppah. We're saying it by the Suda. You see, according to what they explain that, you see that they don't learn like that. Because there is no question that without Nisuin he is not allowed to live with her. Because that the base Hamel, he will speak already that he is going to his house. But still then, a year later, we don't say Birkas Eirusin. We say Birkas Nisuin, which is the Sheva Brachas.
The time of the Mishnah, Birkas Eirusin was 12 months ago. Which
And that's what he says, the Rambam says in number 5, Siv Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Tzorech Levor Birkas Chasanim Bebeis Chosom Kedim Nisuim. It's not the Kedim Eirusin that we say the Brocha. It's the Kedim Nisuim, which is the Sheva Brochas. A year earlier they did the Birkas Eirusin.
Well, I think what he's establishing,
that
the
Kalam Le Rocha,
first of all,
Shevardot. Right.
It's all the same
thing. Yes. Because the other thing is called Birkas Eirusin, not Birkas Chasanim.
Actually, the Altarevist's title is Birkas Eirusin Benisuin.
Okay, yes. Because he has both. Because he has both Boris. Shevardot
is this Birkas,
yes. So, comes out that according to the first 2 days that the chuppe is the chuppe or the heinume, we still don't have the, she is not getting married completely after he gives her the ring. Then we have to read the ksuve. Then we have to give her the ksuve. Then we have to say sheva brachas. And after we finish the sheva brachas, then we have in mind now it's the nisuin. That's why then we break the cup and we say mazel tov, that's the end of nisuin. Well, we're speaking about the first 2 days. The Tesis day. The Tesis day, that's the end.
Okay,
kind of right. Now we're getting to the Rosh, and then we'll get to the Rambam. According to the Rosh, this, when we finish the Sheva Brachas, it's not the Suin yet. We have to go into the room. The reason why we did it, the Sheva Brachas, not in the room, is being explained because we want this everyone to hear, so we do it in the public place, but that's not the Suin yet. That's a preparation to the Suin. Then we'll be going. And that's according to the Rosh. As the Alter Rebbe explained before, it's a yichud with two shomri, he calls it. A yichud, it's not a yichud, because it's not yichud royal beer, but it's a yichud royal with two shomri, because according to the Rosh, it's enough.
Earning two shomri, stand
on the stand inside.
Huh?
If it's an idea. They make it shouldn't be so nicker, so they close the door, but two people are standing in the room with them. What? We'll get to that soon. Rambam says that this is still not Nisuin. When is the Nisuin? When everyone goes out and they stay by themselves. okay, there's a minhag that you should wait the period of royal beer. But not everyone agrees to that. It has to be yichud royal beer, but does not necessarily have to take this 5 or 8 minutes, but we do it.
Why?
Okay, to but that's according to the Rambam. So the Rambam says that the Nisuyin is finishing later. And if she's a Nido, he says, delay the Nechasana. We don't delay the Chasana. So he says, if you don't delay the Chasana, don't make Shabbat Brochas. Because the Nisuyin is not going to be today, it's going to be in a week. Don't say Shabbat Brochas. Let's see how the Rambam says it in number 5, this is Perek Yud. In Siv Aloch Evov, the Leiti Nosen Nido Achetita. Ve'ein Evorchen Lo Birkas Chazanim Achetita. When she becomes clean, that's when she says Shabbat Brochas. So, which means that we do not paskel like the Rambam. Because we do say Shabbat Brochas even when she is a Nido. And we do not delay the Chasana when she is a Nido. So we do not pass like the Rambam. Right, so that we'll discuss it soon. So we are just making the whole process of the Chuppah. It should help according to the Rambam, as the Rish Mul says, Lefi the Rosh, you don't need all this. You don't need Shabbat Brochas under the Chuppah. We do it for the Rambam. But for the Rambam, it helps only when she is not a Nida. When she is a Nida, according to the Rambam, it doesn't help. We say Shabbat Brochas right away because we're not basking like the Rambam.
Why do we
need
to wait? Why do we have to make a
Yichud? Because we want to be a according to the Rambam too. Because according to the Rambam, it's not Nisuyin yet.
But
so then you're not relying on the Rambam. That's the pashtus. Here comes the problem. So we decided, as far as till now, that we do not paskel like the Rambam. Because by chuppas nida, we do a chuppas nida. And we do the Shabbat Brochas. We are doing the whole process only. It should be even according to the Rambam when it helps.
But why would you do the Chuppah Nida even if you don't agree that you're coming as full wife? You make the Chuppah Nida, but she still won't become a full-fledged wife.
So then when would you say the Shabbat Brochas? Says the Rambam, don't say the Shabbat Brochas till she again becomes. Because you cannot say it. You have to say it when she, by the Chasana. Because it's two minutes before, it doesn't matter. So that we will discuss. That's what we want to discuss.
The Rambam says that she said the Shabbat Brochas when she becomes a Torah.
Right? Yes, the Rambam says you should wait a week. So, to with that means that we do not care for the Rambam when there is a problem. So we'll see soon if we do not care or we do. We'll see now that the Alter Rebbe is chayshish to the Rambam even if we have it. And then we will have to find out if we really don't care about the Rambam's shit, but the Evet. The Alter Rebbe speaks it in Hilchas Shabbos. Then he says there is a machlekes if chuppah ruya l'sheina ruya l'biya is a chuppah or not. He starts speaking about Almoneh. Balmoneh is one stage higher because the chuppah doesn't help Balmoneh. So if, according to the Rosh, that the chuppah is even without Benideh, so by Almoneh it has to be Yichud Roi Lebiya. According to the Rambam, the chuppah is Yichud Roi Lebiya, so by Almoneh it is not Kena till they are living together. So he has a whole process, he explains that. Why does he have to explain that in Hilchas Shabbos? Because they used to do always the Chasana on Friday. That's how it was the minhag.
Some of the Rabbeim's chassing went up.
All the Rabbeim's chassing, it was also mainly on Friday. Probably the reason was because they didn't want to make a whole Sudeh in the middle of the week. It was hard, so they did it together with the, like the Shalom Zohar now. Everyone ate it to the Shabbos, and then they came to dance, whatever the reason is. But that's how they do it. So comes the problem, sometimes they're doing the chuppah, they're trying to finish it before Lichtenstein, and then Lichtenstein comes. No. He starts speaking about one and then he speaks about the regular. And then comes in the Shabbos and they still didn't do the Yichud. Could they do the Yichud? Yichud is a Kenyan, she becomes his wife. Says the Alter Rebbe, according to the Rambam, she can't. According to the Tirosh, they already went to the Yichud room. According to the Rambam, there was Talmi still not Yichud Roelabir. So she should not make Yichud Roy, they should not be together till after Shabbos. They shouldn't go sleep in a room together.
I understand that.
You understand that?
Yeah.
So that means that we are machmirit, according to the Rambam, even b'dievet.
Why? No, could we the fact that you're cautious to the Rambam?
Even b'dievet.
Why are you doing it? Why are you going in that room?
Because they want to live together.
Okay, so...
Because the night after the chasen, they want to sleep in the same room.
Okay, so you're begal that.
We're not begal that. They want to sleep together. They want to live together.
But you're begal that. Why are you going to the room? Why?
Because they want to live. Because they want to go sleep. And why should they go sleep separately?
No,
according to the Rosh. Why shouldn't they want to sleep? Don't husband and wife go to sleep in the same room after? So they want... Oh, but according to the Rambam, there was no Kenyan, but they still want to go to sleep together. If we are not Hashish, but they have it to the Rambam, why shouldn't they go to sleep in the same room?
Oh, they shouldn't sleep in the same room.
Let's see what the Alter Rebbe says. In the last line of number 9, he explains all the details. Then he says... גם בפסולו, שחופו קיינבו, יש ליחדו אחר ייחוד ייחוד גומר, אוי לפי קיידן השבס. אי לתסייחד ייחוד גומר, כל השבס כולו. Why? כדי לא חוש לסבור אחרינו, תודה רמב״ם, שייחוד גומר, אוי לפי, נקרא חופו, ולאי חופו שלי. ועושו לעשה יסר, מתחילו בשבס. הקודם תודה ראש, there is no problem. So they are not allowed to go sleep in one room because we are chesed to the Rambam, even with the Evet. No.
Only the.
So who cares? They have been given with Orton, they have been given, they have been a chuppe, and they have been in the Zimmer, they have been given. There was no Yichud Royal Beer.
Doctor,
yes, we have a chuppe, Yichud Royal Beer, Kedem Ashab. Kedem Ashab. And if they didn't...
Yes,
also, you are a chuppe, you are even with the Evet. For the issue of Kenyan, Kenyan is not such a harsh issue. Why? Because it's Kenyan, Utsech Mitzvah. And in very many cases, Kinyan Atzeach Mitzvah is Mutter B'Shabes and Yontef. Erev Pesach and things like that. So here we're Machmir. We're Machmir so much because according to the Rambam, there will be a problem. So we're Cheshes to the Rambam.
Good.
So, what does it mean? Why Chuppas Nido, we say Sherebach is right away, even though the Chuppas Nisuim will be a week later, or 10 days later. And here, we are Machmir to the Rosh, to the Rambam.
To be like the Rosh, like he said.
No, but there was no problem, because he says even they went to Yichud, but there was no Yichud, they didn't go out of the room, so you can't. Lamaise, he says. Even if Friday they did a Yichud and they didn't leave the room before the Shkia, they are not allowed to be together all Shabbos. So we still don't, are not makpid for Yichud Nida. Yes. But the question is in the Rambam. So we are not machmir if the chuppah is a nideh, If the Chazal is a Neder, we don't care about it. And then we say Sheva Brachos either way. We don't wait 10 days for the Sheva Brachos. Not like the Rambam says. So we have to separate these two subjects. The Rambam says here two halachas. One is the Nesuin don't help till they are clean and they are together, Ichud Roi Lebiya. And the second is that you cannot say the Brocha before. We will have to say that we are Machmir according to the Rambam, that the Nesuin is not till later. But we're still not fasting like the Rambam. We say that we could stay, start the Sheva Brachos either way, 10 days before she becomes Nesuin. How we divide it? So we'll see, even in normal circumstances, the Sheva Brachos we say under the chuppah. Then they say everyone tells the Mazel Tov. And they speak, and they walk. And they go into the room, and they take pictures, and they give them something to eat, and then they take off their kittel, and it takes half an hour. After all this, everyone leaves the room, and they stay to themselves, and that's the Nesuin. But we still say the brachas half an hour earlier, so we don't care about that. But the Rambam doesn't care about this half an hour, but he cares if it's days. So we don't pass like him. Where do we see that these are two separate subjects? In one of them we are machmir like the Rambam, even b'di'evet, and in the second we do not care. So we'll see that in the Rambam himself, and then we'll see that how we pass. Says the Rambam, I don't have it here, but at the end of this, Halacha Vov says that if she's a Nideh and they said Sheva Brachos right away, they don't have to say it later when she becomes Toy. Comes the question, why? She wasn't married till now. She's married 10 days later. When she's getting married, she has to say Sheva Brachos. It's already finished the Sheva Brachos of the 7 days. Why shouldn't she have to say Sheva Brachos? So it's enough what they said before. Why is it enough? So we see it's two separate halachas. Let's see further how the Ramo says. The Ramo is just chesish to the Rambam. But let's leave that. And let's see an interesting halacha that the Ramo says. In Simen Samach Aleph, in number 11. The last line. Im Kiddush betos, they made a kiddushin, and then they found out the ring wasn't his, or something else. And the kiddushin, they have to do the kiddushin again, on the next day or a few days later. V'hoyel nesuin imo. Achar kach, several days later, noida shakiddushin hoye betos. Afal pi shechezru mekatcho, he is doing the kiddushin again a few days later. Ein tzorich levoir sheinis sheva brachos. Sagila bebrir brachos ar sheinis. That has nothing to do with the Rambam. There was no kiddushin. The kiddushin is a week later we found out there was a toast in the kiddushin. So why should it help what he said the birchas nisuin the sheva brachos before? We see that the Sheva Brachos.
What does the Brachos accomplish? It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't accomplish
Nesuin. But by the Nesuin, you need Sheva Brachos. You don't need. It doesn't help that a week before the Nesuin, he did Sheva Brachos. So he says he shouldn't. Why not? So we see that that helped. Why did this help? Because the process started. We are holding Lahatchila. We wanted everything to be together. In case of emergency, like she's a Nida, according to the Rambam. Or if we found out it was Kiddushi Tos, and a week later they did the Kiddushin again. Sheva Brachos is done. They already started the process. So it's Chal. So therefore, name, that's what it says. Not even the kiddushin was a tos. There was not, the ring wasn't enough, or there was another kiddushin tos. Nein, die Kirche nicht winken Eirusim, weil sie gewinnen ein Toast in die Kiddushin. Yes, und nur noch Eirusim. The process started. So we see here that the Shelbochers, we're trying it to be together, but if it's done earlier, it helps. So the Alter Rebbe says a very interesting halacha here. This Friday they did the Kiddushin, and they did the Nisuim, they did the Yichud, but not everyone left the room before Shabbos came. So the Nisuim didn't finish yet. So then they eat the Suda at night. They are not allowed to live together yet. They are not allowed to go into a room together yet. But are they saying the Shabbos Bochas by the Suda? Yes. He doesn't say not to say the Shabbos Bochas. He says if that happened, they shouldn't be together. He doesn't say, don't say Shabbos Bochas. He should say, don't say Shabbos Bochas, don't say Shabbos. So we see here itself that the Alter Rebbe is dividing it. So we don't care by the Evet for the Chumrah of the Rambam that you should push off the Shabbos Bochas 10 days later until she becomes Toyer. We don't care about that with the Evet. But we do care that actually she is not in the sewer yet till 10 days later.
My Akimina.
Akimina in the Gemara would be Legabe Neder or Legabe. What? Legabe Legabe Didinim for Mitzvah Shemra Legabe Didinim. I get up there back from Kiddushin.
Yeah.
But the other dinim between Kiddushin and Nisuin will be by her, not by, like by us for 10 minutes. It will be by her for 11 days.
So all the places that I'm on is whether you say
the Shemabach. Right. Yes. But the Nisuin, the Alter Rebbe is Cheshesh, that even with the heaven were Cheshesh to the Rambam. That's Lichaira, the only way how to explain that the Alter Rebbe paskens like the Rambam in one thing and not like the Rambam in the second thing. Yeah, but the brachas we say by Nisuin. If the Nisuin is 11 days later, why? We know. If she's a Nida, we know. The whole public maybe wouldn't know, but we know. So if she's a Nida, why do we say Shevabochet in the 7 days?
Yeah, but
so it shows that it's a separation.
But if it's also a separation, but it's two different dinim. One the dinim brought up.
Yes.
And one the dinim in Kibbutz.
But it's two dinim, but in Pashtas, the dinim brochas is Berkas Nesuin. So when you do the Nesuin, you do the brocha. You don't do it 11 days earlier.
Yeah, but
okay, so the Gabi
brought is the Birkitanani,
say, the Indian. No, it's not a Birkitanani, it's Birkitamitzvah, so it has to be when you do the mitzvah. You can't do a Bracha, Birkitamitzvah is 11 days earlier.
Yes.
So they say it's not considered, it's called Birkat HaShvach.
Yes.
So Birkat HaShvach, we learn here, could be 11 days earlier. No, we're speaking, even according to the Rambam, even according to the Rambam, would be made that the Shevbochas I could do 11 days earlier before the Nisuin starts. But according to this, in any case, that gives us the understanding of the schedule of the Chuppah. It's not only to do it for a way it should be helping, even according to the Rambam, that we do not pass like that. We do pass like the Rambam, so therefore we need, and we want it should be right away. So therefore we need to say to hand over the Kiksuva to here, and we need to say the Sheva Bochas, and we need to have the real Nisuin, the Yichud HaRoel Lebiyah. The whole process of the Chuppah is according to the Rambam that we do Cheshesh to the Rambam's Shite. Only the Gabi Sheva Bochas we don't.
First of all, I want to say, we just Mekayem, Mipiem, Govoyim, Mipik Sovam. Because this Chiddush, this Torah, are staking Zayin Bochas. Take thy sefer, exactly, and I, if you got it, Alain, I heard this past Sunday, but now, I start laying it from book, I'm going to get it from me PM, from the Roma way.
Weil er Pasken das Eber sie gewesen, die Jichud. Scheine Reule Bier. Paar Schabes ist, können wir nicht machen, die Reule Bier Schabes. Wer sorgt? Ich weiß nicht, wie der Ramo halt anders. Aber das ist auch der alte Rebbe. Heißt das, dass er das Geistes zu dem Rambam? Wir sind nicht Geistes zu dem Rambam, legabi Chupas Nide. Wir machen doch die Chupas Nide gleich. Und da sagt er, als Eber sie gewähnt an Yichud, aber sie nicht gewähnt, die Reue Lebiye, können wir nicht sein zusammen in das Zimmer, bis noch Schabes.
Das, was wir machen, steht nicht mehr an der Zimmer, das ist in der Mitte.
Als was?
Als
Aber der gesagt, dass ein Dorf gut versteht das nicht. Warum sagt er nicht, wir sollen nicht sagen, ich habe Wochen bei dem bei Nacht?
Freitag,
er sagt, bis er reinkommt in Schabes.
In Hilfe Schabes, er hat er wegen Kenia.
Gut, aber Eber hat in Schabes. Sagt er, wir können nicht machen im Kenia in Schabes. Und weißt du, heißt das, die Gruppe wird nicht sein, wenn wir mit so in Schabes. Hat er gedacht, wie ist das, das meint das, bei der Sude, von der Katzen, so haben wir nicht sagen, ich habe Wochen. Er redet doch wegen dich, wegen dem, er redet doch wegen dem Schabes. In dem Schabes, ich habe doch eine ganze Sache. Sechste von der Hand allein, das ist der Tod.
You have a clear right,
you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have a right, you have